This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring trial consultant and body language expert Susan Constantine.
He's throwing her under the bus. Chad Daybell fighting for his life, trying to get death taken off the table. And in doing so, saying, you know what? It was all Lori. It was everything. I was just here. She manipulated me. I had no self-control whatsoever. Essentially is kind of the argument that's going on here. To dissect all of this, Susan Constantine, body language expert. We've seen a lot from these two over the years. Chad now kind of having a whole new, I guess, aura about him, if you will, now that we know his true feelings about Lori Vallow Daybell. I'm interested to talk about, I wonder how she's reacting to this, but what are your thoughts on these latest developments?
Oh, I think it was predictable.
Yeah.
Because all along, I thought, there's no way. He's going to figure out everything that she's going to say, and she's going to protect him, make him look really good. It was a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was a setup. So that when he comes in for his trial, because they're going to stand together, they're going to, you know, they're not going to leave one another. And it was obvious to me, and I think a lot of other people, is that he was intending to throw her under the bus. So, you know, I'm sure that Lori Vallow is kind of wallowing in her self-pity.
Yeah.
in that jail cell or prison cell, because I don't think that she thought for 1 minute that she was going to be betrayed by him. But, you know, when it comes right down to it, and he wants out, and he's going to use whatever he can for leverage, and also his attorneys are.
Yeah.
It, you know, it's kind of like the Casey Anthony trial, right? So they used dad as the fall guy.
Yeah.
Same thing.
He was innocent. I was surprised, not surprised, because you never know what's going to happen in a case like this. I was frankly a bit surprised that during the Lori Vallow trial that she didn't take that angle. She had the first shot. She had the first opportunity to do so, but went out of her way, even getting upset at her attorneys when they actually did try and throw him a little bit under the bus in some of those closing arguments for lack of any sort of defense on her part. I'm just wondering if you're Lori Vallow now, this, I would think, would completely shatter your world and your belief system. Is this something that's, you think, having that sort of impact on her, or is she so far gone in her world that maybe she's finding a way to justify this, and this is somehow also part of God's will or whatever nonsense she has in her mind?
You know, we're trying to think about how she would feel in with normal yeah. people that have empathy and feelings and that are grounded. But this is a person who has been controlled by Chad Daybell, bought into the whole cult belief and zombies and all of that stuff. And I, you know, we know that just by listening to her statement at the very end. I mean, she, you know, then the wavering of her voice, and she just believed this crap, right? Well, she is so indoctrinated into Chad Daybell's cult belief, that I think that at this point in time, it's going to be like a huge, big wave of awakening for her that she has been deceived mm-hmm. by him and betrayed by him. And I hope that she retaliates, and then she does then testify against him and then comes clean. Wouldn't that be good? Wouldn't that be great for yeah. her to take the stand and then say, well, you threw me under the bus and you abandoned me. Now, guess what? I'm going to tell them what really happened.
Do you think she's capable of taking the stand? I mean, do you think she's competent to do that? I could see that going either really good or really off the rails and really bad. I don't see anywhere of just like kind of healthy middle there.
Yeah, it's, you know, anytime that where this is involving children, and in such a horrible, horrific way it was done, that, you know, I would never advise an attorney to put that person on the stand. Mm-hmm. But he is a guy that's been able to talk his way out of everything. I mean, he really is highly narcissistic. He's detached from reality, but yet he is very cunning. So I think that but he doesn't show the right form of empathy or compassion or concern. I'm not sure that level of narcissism and that it was able to carry out such a horrible thing is going to be able to perform. And that's what he would be doing is perform in front of that jury, and that the jury would not call BS on it.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.